Okay. Thanks. Vamos a ver. No, the Romans go to a wedding, but Daniel's here. Daniel. Maybe one more. Oh, yes. Okay. The Zechanishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Shal Pilchas. The Zechanishmas Daniel Shader has Yeshua Falak. I'd like to thank Rabbi Ari Feldman for sponsoring the shiur this evening. In memory of my father, Zichrono Livracha, and Ari knew my father, and it's a big schus that we're able to have this year tonight and be able to daven Maariv after say Kaddish, and we'll have a Kaddish, I guess a Kaddish Drabonin after the shiur, and as Hashem, so. Okay, you know, it's funny how I picked this topic of Derech Achila. You know, I was thinking about the last years of my father's life when there was a feeding tube, and it was, you know, the Derech Achila wasn't the normal Derech Achila that he had, and so that hit me, even though that was not the memories from all the other years. But, okay. So the topic of the shiur is, we know that there is a halacha that a person to violate Macholas Asuras has to eat something b'derech achila, b'derech hanasa. Meaning that if you eat something and it's not, you don't eat it in the normal way. For example, it's very cold or very hot. It's not a normal way to eat something. It's not nifsal miachila. In other words, it's still roi for achila. It's not that it became unfit for human consumption, but you're doing it in a way that's not shaloka derech anasan. So then the halacha is that you don't violate an issa deraisa, don't be pashtus. It still will be an issa derabanan, but you don't violate the issa achila min haTorah. So the question that's going to be raised in the shiur is, what about a mitzvah? Say you do a mitzvah of matzah, but you don't do it in the normal way. Say the matzah was very, you took it out of the freezer and you're eating a frozen piece of matzah. So it's not normal what you're doing. Or it's, you know, it's shaloka derech hanasa. So do we say the same thing just like by the mitzvah of acholas asuras, when you do something shaloka derech achilasa, you don't violate?
Probably
take very good. No, not necessarily Hanah, but you had, it was Derech Achila.
What does that mean?
To eat it in the normal way. In other words, if I eat a piece of treif, right? But you eat it and it's frozen. So it's not the normal, or it's very hot. And I'm eating it in a, no one normal person would eat it that way. It's not Nifsal. It's not Nifsal. But I'm eating it in a way, Shaloka Derech. So then the Gemara says that you don't violate the you don't violate the Isser Yidaraisa because it's Shaloka Derech. So the question is, what about it by the mitzvah as essay? When there's a mitzvah as essay of Achila and it's Shaloka Derech, do we say the same thing in the kind of mitzvah? Or is there a distinction? That's what we want to focus on. Okay, so So the Torah tells us, Parishona Barbasar, page 1, Yom Lachodesh Be'erv Tochlu Matzos, on Yom Echad Esrim Lachodesh Be'erv. You should, right, eat matzos from the 14th at night, and then it says Sheshes Yom Tochlu Matzos, so it's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Now, if you look, very fascinating, in the Chasam Sofer, in the Tshuva, it's a Tshuva Choshen Mishpat. It's not even in a regular place where you would think this Tshuva should be, on page 6. Says the Chasam Sofer, Mitzvah's essay, what is the Tshuva about, is interesting. If you want to see what the tshuva is about, he says, the beginning of the tshuva, he says, on the left side here, in the bottom part. So he says, that he's saying he hears about flaws in the making of the matzah. And this is something that's very important. He says, because they're giving young people the responsibility of being in charge of the matzah baking, and they're not so expert in that field. And a lot of times, the matzah becomes chametz if you don't know what you're doing. That's why people ask, do I go to bake matzahs? My son went to the yeshiva, they told him to make matzahs. No, I don't go to make matzahs. I eat the matzahs. I let other people who know what they're doing bake the matzahs. And I just eat the matzahs.
What can be wrong when the wedding arrives?
Yeah, so it can become chametz.
But what else can you do wrong? You just move fast.
Okay, so. Rabbi
Chandler had this. Are you not? This is this thing about feeling the matzah.
Yes, so you're right. So these are concerns. So he says, Chomet Chiyuva Kores. So you're getting, so then he says, now look at the key line that I wanted to show you. He says, oh, okay, maybe look along. On page 6. Mitzvah's essay shall achilas matzah mishumeres b'lo pesach he yichida nisheres lano michol mitzvah achilas shabachol haTorah. He says the only mitzvah achila that we have left in all of Judaism is eating matzah on the night of the Seder. We don't have truma left. We don't have korbanos left. And the post can point out that we eat on Suda Shabbos. That's not a mitzvah of achila. That's a mitzvah of onik Shabbos.
What about
Perish Shvi? Perish Shvi is according to the Ramban. According to the Ramban. Okay, maybe he's not working with the Ramban. Ramban says it's a mitzvah of achila is Perish Shvi if it wasn't after the Zman Yisr. Okay, so but he says.
Why is Suda Shabbos not?
Because Suda Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're full and you're not going to enjoy, Sukkah could be the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. Achil is just the hechitimtz of yeshiva b'sukkah. But this is the only pristine mitzvah of achila that we have left in the whole world of Judaism. Nothing. So he says, and if we're not going to do this mitzvah right, then we blew it. That's what he says. Vingam hilo to'ilo biyodeinu b'shleimus. Meaning, if this one mitzvah that we have left, we can't do it properly. Lo od el kitachas yofi achil kol shel zayin sofik yisakaris. There's one mitzvah left. It could be that we're going to be have karis instead of the mitzvah. So that's why he said you better get it right. In other words, the bakers better get it right. He says, the rabbim will be nichshol. V'gam notzi al ze alofim hayito b'nei Hashem chalil chalil. So that's what he, and then he tells you things about how you have to be careful, but you have to be careful about, etc. Oh, so now let's take a look in on page 8 in the Gemara Pesachim of I'll give you on page 8 of Chavdal on the base. Kol Yisum Shabbatorah Eloke Alein Elab Derech Achilasim. There was all the Yisum Shabbatorah. Oh, all Yisurim Shabbatorah, page 8, we're up to page 8. Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, Ein Loki Malem Adela Achilasim. To get Malkus on the Yisurim of the Torah, you have to do it Kedarko. And what's the Lemute Mai, Amar Shim, Lemute Shim, Ochal Chelov Chai Shapata. Say Chelov, right? Chelov is an Issacharis, right? And say you eat the chelov raw. Say you eat the chelov raw. So then you're not chayiv karis. You're not, because it has to be kederach achilasa. And then the Gemara says there are two exceptions to the rule. There's two exceptions to the rule. On page 8 of Dalam, the base on the bottom, Amar Abaya kol modi mekilei akerim shaloki malei mefilu shaloki derech hanosim. Kilei akerim, when you plant the grape seed with other species together, so there it never says the loshon lo sochal. So if it doesn't say the loshon lo sochal, so then we learn, even though it's there is an isra achila that's learned out from pentiktish hamalei pentukaresh. We have other ways of learning out Yisurim, but it didn't say that word lo sochal. So then that is going to be chayiv even if it's not shalom kederach achila, because if it says lo sochal, that means derech achila. But if we learn out an isur of eating something macholas asur, so it doesn't say lo sochal, even shaloka derech achilas chayis. So what's an example? Kilei akerim. And one other example on page 9. The Gemara says, "Atu basa b'chalav achil k'sivei." It doesn't say lo sochal by basa b'chalav, right? We all know it says lo sevashal gadim b'chalav imo three times. One for Yisra achila, one for Yisra hana, one for Yisra bishal. It never says the lashon lo sochal by basa b'chalav. So there the Gemara learns out that it's your chayv and basa b'cholov. So if you had a piece of basa b'cholov and you would eat it when it's frozen or when it was something like that, then you would get malchus. Well, we're talking about isur. What do you mean? No, because that avarus. Be chametz, not matzah. If you hear,
why don't you eat the matzah?
That's the question.
Doesn't make the list.
No, because the list is only talking about averus. You're asking another question. What about mitzvahs?
What about the way we say the score in reverse?
Right. That's the question that we're going to deal with right now. What if you do a mitzvah and it's a lo kederach? So let's take a look in the Mishnah Lamela. It's not so easy to find the Mishnah Melech. You look at a Mishnah Melech on page 11, Did you try to? Right. No, if somebody forces you to do something, it doesn't mean it's all kederach. What you should ask me is, what about when the Gemara says bola matzah yatzah?
Yeah.
Right. If you swallow matzah, you mean you didn't fully chew it. You swallowed the matzah. You still yatzah. Is that?
That's the end of the spirit.
That's the end of the spirit. Okay. So let's look at page 11. Let's look at page 11. From the bottom. Bottom right. Yesh lachkor. V'had ha'kaim lo nechol yisum shabatari lo kimalei moderech hanasam im nomer gam kem b'mitzis esei. But we say that also b'mitzis esei v'achman omar tochal k'od matzah v'korban pesach im ochlon shalo kederech hanasam b'yotzi yidei chavosam. So what's it did by mitzis esei? Because the, right, look here, Rav Hiller, page 11 on the bottom. Page 11 on the bottom, the Mishnah Lamelech on the right bottom. He says, Yesh lachkor, what's the din by a mitzvah essay if you do a shaloka derech achila? Would you be yotzei the mitzvah now? So he says, V'nira deloshna. He doesn't think it's, it makes it, it's the same. Just like by Avera, you don't get the Avera if you don't do a shaloka derech, so too you don't get the mitzvah if you don't do a shaloka. That's what he thinks. The mitzvahs also said, "Rachman Omer lo socha amrina da ochlo shlo kederach and also the potter bishum to lo mikri achila." Achanami the mitzvah says, "Rachman Omer tochal." So too, when it's a positive mitzvah, and the Torah says, "Im ochlo shlo kederach and also lo yotzi dei chavoso bishum to lo shmei achila el shlo reisa keis din zeh beferish the mitzvah says. Because he doesn't know offhand of the Gemara that speaks about the halacha of a mitzvah sase that you do at shalom kederach. All these gemaras are by mitzvahs lo sase. He thinks it should be the same, but he doesn't have a beferish arayah. That's what the traditional melech says. So if you take a look at the sefer on page 13, the sefer Horagever, on Maseches Horius. Not everyone owns a Horagever, myself included. But I have the YU library that Baruch Hashem has a Horagever. But the author is Tzal of Ransberg.
You're the famous sefer on Maseches Nida.
Chachmas Betzalel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right, my Rav Ratchberg is on the, he made it to the page of the Gemara, even, right? So he has a whole discussion, and the Chasam Sofer quotes the Sefer Horagever.
Is he an
Edital? Not that I know him. You could check his phone to see if the...
When he
was Betzalel, but I don't know if this is the same Betzalel.
Yeah.
So, so if you look, look at the bottom line on page 14. The bottom line. On the top, of the top part. For Od Ani, the last two words on the page, on page 14. For Od Ani, Tama al HaMishnah Lamelech. He says, I have a kash on the Mishnah Lamelech. Shekosav shalom matzah din zeh beferish. Ba'anochi mitzosav kimat beferish. He says that he doesn't see it beferish anywhere. I could show it to you almost beferish, he says. So what's the Gemara that he talks about? So it's a Gemara here in Nozir Chav Gimel Amud Aleph on page 12. On page 12. So let's look at the Gemara on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay. Yeah.
So he says like this.
Okay.
My Dechsev. What's shot in the pasuk? Page 12 Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. In the middle. Amar Rabba Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My Dechsev Ki Sharm Darche Hashem. He says, Hashem's ways are straight, page 12. And the tzaddikim will follow, and the poshim will stumble. So he gives a mashal. Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam. You have two people. Shetzolu es b'schei. They roasted their korban pesach. Echad ochlo l'shum mitzvah. One ate it for the mitzvah. You ate it. Good. The echad ochlo l'shum achil gasa. And one ate it. It was achil gasa. So he was already half, almost full. And then he still stuffed down the korban pesach. So he says that Yisharm Darche Hashem is the one who ate l'shum mitzvah. And the poshim yikashluba is the one that eat it l'shem achila gasa. So the Rabbi Yochanan, seemingly the way the Gemara is explaining, is saying that if you eat it l'shem achila gasa, you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's why you called Rishoim Mikashlova.
Because he's simply saying mitzvahs because Kavana?
Well,
or is it separate?
We'll see. Because mitzvahs because Kavana, he wouldn't have to talk about Achila Gasa. Even if you're eating it in non Achila Gasa, but you didn't have Kavana, it wouldn't be.
Wow, so is Achila Gasa considered Achila
Gasa? Oh, we'll see.
Just because you say Russia, does that mean you're not guilty? There are times like by true, like Russia.
Well, let's read the next line. I'm a Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says back, "Hi, Russia, Karzai. Why are you calling him a Russia?" Which implies that you're not. Because the heed the loka ovid mitzvah, granted that he didn't do a mitzvah in a mufchar, but Pesach miyaka ovid. But he still ate. So the simple pshat, if you read this Gemara, Rav Yochanan is saying, you're not Yotze if you did Achil Gasa. And Reish Lakish is saying, okay, it's not the best thing in the world, but you're still Yotze.
And both of these guys were full?
No, I mean, the one guy was not eating L'shem Achil Gasa. He was not full. The other fellow was full. So the Tzadikim Yochubo, that was the guy who was not full. The other one who was full.
Look at Tosis.
So the simple pshat of this Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan saying if you eat an achil gasa, you're not yotze the mitzvah, and Reish Lakish is saying you are yotze.
Yeah.
Now look at Tosis, page 12. Pesach mi'akavid mashma d'achil gasa shmo achila. Right. In other words, Reish Lakish is just mashma that say no, but you. Still should be good. Because you're paying masses, you look at me, and I'll call Achil Gasa with Kipper Potter. But we have a Gemara that says that if you eat, say, right before Yom Kippur, you were full. To, and now in Yom Kippur, you ate, but it was Achil Gasa. So you're Potter. So how can you say that you don't say the what? The mitzvah of Korban Pesach, if you eat Achil Gasa? That's. What's the difference? In other words, the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, you yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach if you eat achil gasa. But the Gemara says in Yuma that if you eat on Yom Kippur, when you eat achil gasa, you're potter. So what's the answer? There are two types of achil gasa. Yes. Who do you go should not show cuts of Bachilo of Sovo? Hafashe enough show cuts of Lashay to Roy, Lechol Teov. So it's one Achila Gasa is mamish, you were full from before, and now you're just stuffing it. Mamish, it's despicable to eat like that. It's, yeah. But he still forces it down. So that Gemara in Yuma is when it says that you're potter. But here it means you're not hungry. You're not hungry, so you're not going to go eat a steak meal if you're not hungry. But it's not. But if you eat it, okay, you'll become. But you won't be katsa. It won't be that it's despicable. It will be won't be as pleasant experience as it could be. So that's up. But says the Horogover, what do you see from this Tosis? Tosis was equating Korban Pesach and Yom Kippur. So that means it was equating a mitzvah's essay and the issue of eating on Yom Kippur. So that's what he's going to say back to the Mishnah of Melech. What do you mean you didn't find, well, you didn't find, you didn't find the source? What about this Tosis? It's a good source. So now let's, now we can learn the Horeb Gav. Now Joseph is ready to learn the Horeb Gav. This is the first, maybe you should make a Shachyadu. Where's the first Torah governor that you have? So he says like this. Page 14. I believe Ishwati is Rasha Karfi. Need the law of Mitzvah, but a Mukha Pesach meal will come to Ochet. The Chor Shabi Kamer Ishlachus. What is he saying? The Horeb Gav is saying, Chor Ishlachish makes a lot of sense that you should be Yotze. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying that you're not Yotze? So it says Nirlani is Daiti. He says the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish B'Hapligi. This is the Machlokes. The Mishnah Melech has the question. This topic by the Kaim L'Chol Yisum Shematari Imokim Malei Olgin Shalokin Derchad Asom. You know more Gamkein B'Mitzvah Says Say Drachmana Omar Tochal. Right? The Mishnah Melech wants to know what's the din by a Mitzvah Says. So the Mishnah Melech says it should be the same. Benira de Loshna. Now skip a little bit. Fiyani is daiti. Because the rest is just a citation from the Mishnah Melech. Well, Fiyani is daiti ish lefachtek. So he wants to say, no. Maybe there is a basic distinction between a mitzvah sasei and a mitzvah lo sasei. In other words, the Mishnah Melech thought it's the same. That just like by a mitzvah sasei, if you do it shalok, Mitzvahs losar say if you do shalok kederach, like you eat a piece of the vela, but it's freezing cold. It's ice cold. It's still roi lachila. It's not nifsal, but you ate it in a way that's not normal. So you're not chayes. So the same thing. What would be if you eat a matzah that's frozen? It's roi lachila, but it's frozen. Well, fi adias daiti. The Mishnah Melech equates the two. He says maybe we could say that it's different. How so? See, by Mitzvah Losa say the Torah says you shouldn't get pleasure from something that's awesome. You shouldn't get pleasure from something that's awesome. But if you ate it in a way that you're not getting pleasure, so then you didn't violate it. And it's in the rest. But when it comes to mitzvah's essay, what do we say? Mitzvah's lav lehenes. And mitzvahs aren't given for hana. So Mamela, one could say that even if you're eating it shalom kederach, it's still achila mikri. In other words, so maybe the din of shalom kederach, hanasan, is only said by mitzvahs lo sase, because the idea is to get hanah, and if you're doing it shalom kederach hanasan, you're not really getting hanah. But a mitzvahs essay, It has nothing to do with hana. You just have to do achila. So one could say that if you eat a piece of treif meat and it was frozen cold, then the halacha is that you didn't violate a nisidaraisa. But if you eat a piece of matzah that was frozen, not nifsal, but frozen, then maybe you are yotze, because mitzvahs lav lehenas nitnu. And then maybe we shouldn't equate the two. Va'or ani amal Mishnah Melech, and then he says, the Mishnah Melech says he has no source for this. Shekosav Shalomotzer didn't say before. He says, "No, he mitzosiv came out before us. I have a source." That Tosis Maseches Nozir, Kosav Mashnachil Gasa Shma Achila. Because Yuma says not that way, so it says two kinds of Achila Gasas. Vashni Sachadam Tzavre Tosis that day don't look at Machilah source. Few Hariyotzi they mitzvah says say Beochlo Shloka Derech Hanasa became Lohikshar Tosis Midi. You know, Achilas. This is the also lechel biyom kippur lo mikri achila. We miss this essay mikri achila. Elavada is samia tosis. So you see from tosis kasha that he equates the two. Cholhechid d'chsiv achila by achila mamish sheyeh negrono. Heini minyan tzur machols heini kiyam miss this essay. Kei matzani zedet din befurish beferish la tosis samia achila behechad. Vezabar ben gimgum kwa. Oh. So that's what the Horogover says. Horogover says that that Tosis seems to equate the two, but one you could make a distinction, and that's good for the Machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says if you eat something, the whole kasha Tosis within Reish Lakish, but Rabbi Yochanan says you're not yotze with achila with achila gasa. You're not yotze. Because he, but one could say maybe, I'm sorry, yeah, he says you're not Yotze. And Reish Lakish says that that you are Yotze. That you are Yotze. Oh. And take a look in the Magen Avraham, on page 16. Magen Avraham says, what if you eat the Afikoman? It is a good shayla because the Afikoman is at the end of the meal. So there's a good chance that when you're holding by the Afikoman, you're already stuffed. So what's the deal by Afikoman? So the Magen Avraham says, that if the time you get to the Afikoman, you can't even, then you're not yotze. So let's look now at the Chasam Sofer, the Drashas. The Magen Avraham says.
Rabbi, isn't there a different chiluk that the Shagas Ari gives? Because by Yom Kippur it doesn't say Achila, so maybe Yom Kippur is different.
Yeah, that's the Shagas Ari. Yeah, if you always the Shagas Ari.
I think always that this whole slug up of the Mishnah Lamalach doesn't apply because Yom Kippur is different. Because it doesn't say Achila.
Right, if you say like the Shagasari, but not everyone agrees to the Shagasari.
Right, that's
Ksav Sofer.
Yeah.
Truva's Ksav Sofer disagrees with the Shagasari.
With the shear of the slot, which most of us nowadays are going to keep, I think a lot of us are eating it, you know, not in a regular afila, but just to down it.
In other words, Rabbi Einstein is saying that that's. But no, the Yehuda in the Tzlach and the end of Pesachim says that the Beitzim went are diminished, so we have to double the amount of that we eat, and that's why it became a big amount. So he's saying that once you finish eating the shear that we ate, then it maybe it's a shy of it depends. I would say the motzi matzah. If you aren't eating too much during the day, you'll still, even if
you're... Yeah, the afikoman, though, you're talking.
But the afikoman is, yes.
So, you're not really eating that share of afikoman. You're
yeah.
It.
If you eat such a bit, yeah.
That's not
Achila, yeah. Okay, so we got to be careful.
You have the Shalosh Shudas, the Erev Pesach, or Yom Tov, right after Shabbos. You have Shalosh Shudas to stick in there.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to make sure that you have Shalosh Shudas, you're ready, will enjoy it. Because if not, you're not really Yom Tov.
Let's see.
On page 18, the Chassam Sofer says like this. He says, Habal Mishnah Lemelech, the Supach, Imochel Matzah Shalokeder Hanosa, Poel Gabi Avera Lo Mikri Achila Shalokeder Hanagam Mitzvah, and he thinks that it's the same. And then Hagon Rabbi Tzal Ranshberg, he thinks it's not the same. Right? The Hora Gavra says he thinks it's not the same. But with mitzvah, it could be Yotze, even Shalok Kederach, because mitzvah, the whole idea of Shalok Kederach is because that's the way you get a Hanah. But if you're eating it in a way that's Shalok Kederach, then you're not getting Hanah. But who needs Hanah by a mitzvah? By a Averus, the Torah says, I don't want you to get Hanah. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Torah says not to eat something. So that's just another way of saying not to get Hanah. It's just that Achila is the, that's how he explains Chizki of Rav Rao and the Sugim Pesachim. Achila is just the most common form of Hanah of a food. So he says like this. And then he quotes the Tarsus, the Gemara in Ve'efshar. That's the rest we did already. Let's go now. Ve'efshar. The Mzeh HaSfarah HaYuvesh Lokesh Rav Yochanan Mechulokh. He says that maybe this point is the Machlokes. In other words, there's a Machlokes Reish Lokesh Rav Yochanan. If you eat the Korban Pesach and you're already full, Rav Yochanan says you're not Yotzeh. Reish Lokesh says not the best thing in the world, but you're still Yotzeh. So Yochanan's feeling they don't have benei. Okay, no more the mikri posheh. The lokiy mitzvah sachil pesach klal. With the chazinon, Yom Kippurim the potter. The Reish Lokesh sover the Yesh Chalak ben achila. He was a veir lachilas mitzvah. Reish Lokesh says you're yotze. And what's pshat of Reish Lokesh? So he says that you're yotze, because he holds from the Hora Gavra's. Because when you hold from this chiluk of the Hora Gavra, the Chassam Sofer says that's good for the machlokes Reish Lokesh and Reb Yochanan. Whereas the Hora Gavra says that you should be mechalik averus if you do it shalom kederach, then you're not. You didn't violate the Avera. And mitzvahs, if you do Shalom Kederach, you still did the mitzvah because the mitzvahs lav lehenos do. And that's, but that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're not, you'll see. So you're shlokas of the Shachalik ben Achilas Avera, Achilas mitzvah. The lav lehenos, the Eid Donim Tzichim Chalik. He says, you don't have to say the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. That the two types of achila gasa. You just say that Reish Lakish says yotze because that's a mitzvah. The other thing is an avera. So avera, if you don't get hanoah, you didn't do the avera. But by mitzvah, it's lav lehenos didn't do. So as long as you did the achila, so that's gufa. Whether you like this chiluk of the Hora Gavra or not is the machlokas Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. He says, and now we can understand the Magen Avraham, the Hevi Beli Cholik. The Magen Avraham says that the achilas afikoben, if you eat it achila gasa, mashkazu b'shem akreat the lo ya achilas afikoben alav l'torak arin b'naz achila achilas b'shem achilas koshim chashlu bo. The tamu achronim alav the behed yaminim gemara the mitzvah of it. In other words, why did he paskin like that? Was Rav Yochanan that says that you're not yotze by the korban pesach? Reish Lakish then said, you are Yotze. So why is the Magen Avraham Paskin that you're not Yotze? Because that's the Machlokes. And maybe Reish Lakish is right. So why did the Magen Avraham say you eat the... Because according to according to Reish Lakish, if you ate the Korban Pesach, Chil Gatzi, Gatzi Yotze. So he says, so what's the Trat in the Mogen of Ram? Mogen of Ram says, no, if you eat the Afi Korban Achil Gatzi, you not Yotze. Why not? But the Korban Pesach, that was the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. And it seems in the Maskaras HaSugya, Ke'ilu, that Reish Lakish got the last word. As Rabbi Yochanan said his thing, and Reish Lakish said, well, you know, he didn't, okay, he didn't, you know, like the Rosh Yeshiva Cambrianos, that's all I used to say. We're not going to give him Shlishi for this. But, you know, the mice, you know, is, he did a mitzvah. He wasn't the best mitzvah. He ate Achilas Gassa, but he's still Yotzer. So what is the Mogen Avraham Paskin, that if you eat after Korban Achilas Gassa, you're not Yotzer? Well, let's see what he says. Well, the analysis said, the Rabbi Yochanan Lake Achilas Ben Avail Mitzvah, lo Yotzer. For Rabbi Yochanan Vishlokish, Allah Kir Rabbi Yochanan. How come Dvarav? So he says that that's the trap, because that's good for the Machlokis. And if you hold like that, normally Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the halachas of Rabbi, like Rabbi Yochanan. So if you're not Yotzei the Korban Pesach, then because Rabbi Yochanan holds that you equate the two, Reish Lakish holds that that you don't equate the two. So that's the. And then he continues on with this discussion. Then in the last paragraph, he says, Afikoman is just Zechel Pesach, Zechel Korban Pesach. And it's different than the regular mitzvah matzah. Regular mitzvah matzah is the mitzvah matzah. This is Zechel Korban Pesach. So he wants to say a chiddush here. First, he says that maybe the din of the Magen Avraham is only because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan by Korban Pesach. But since we pass like Rabbi Yochanan by the Korban Pesach, so that's why. So he says like this. It says like this. So it says like this. You name Bachil Safi Coleman. The Kvar Yotza Bachil is Kazai's mitzvah. He already be Yotze with the Achila. Call Iker Afi Coleman who's Echel Pesach. She Nechel Osova. Yes. Saveh b'tam matzah, v'aso lechol lishto sacharav sh'lo yivat al tamo. V'zeh v'adah afilu et shlokish lo yotzo b'chil gasa. Lo shayach lo mer mitzvah ka'ovid, dike mitzvah she tamo kaya b'fif, lo yivat al tzorech lehenos b'tamo, v'lo lokotz b'mzono. See, the whole point of the Afikoman is Zeichel Korban Pesach. So he says, so that's that you have to have a tam. But if you ate a chila gasa, then not. V'yochol lo z'nami v'yishol ochol k'zayis matzah b'tila, l'achas sh'amil k'reso, who ochol k'zayis matzah v'apol l'kaimis as achilas matzah, yotza v'chila kaskir. In other words, he's saying Afikoman is different. Maybe, even though Reish Lakish normally holds achila gasa is yotze, because mitzvah lav l'henos, but maybe for the... The Afikoman is different because Afikoman is a Zecher le Korban Pesach. Zevad Afil Shlokish lo Yotza Bachil Gasad lo Shaykh Loma Mitzvah Ovid Dika Mitzvah Hishi Hetamo Kayim Befiz. It's a mitzvah of the Afikoman is the Tam, and therefore, if you don't have that Tam, you're not saying, okay, maybe. Well, now, what about swallowing something? Is that called derech achilu or not? In other words, the examples we gave, what's the din if you eat matzahs? It's frozen matzah, and you eat it. Frozen matzah. So So the Mishnah Melech thinks that you're not Yotze. And the Hora Gavra says, it's a machloikis, that maybe you are Yotze, because Mitzvah Zlava Hennos didn't know. And the Chasam Sofer says, maybe it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But what about swallowing? Is that like frozen? What's the din of swallowing? We know the din of bala matzah yatsa. If you swallow a matzah, so you didn't chew it. So obviously you have to take a small piece or else you'll choke. So you take a small piece and then you just swallow it. Take a little piece, swallow, take another little piece, swallow, till you get a kazayas. So bala matzah. What's the din? Bala matzah yatsa. So let's think about that. Is that kederach achila or is that shalok kederach achila? What would you say, Joe?
Well, it's kederach achila for some things. It's not normally kederach achila for matzah, but certainly there's other foods that you eat when they're an ice pop. You know?
No, but I'm saying, what about, ice pop, yeah. But what about swallowing matzah? Is that called doing matzah? Shalok Hederach or not?
No. That's my point before.
Swallowing, in other words, you're not full. You take a piece of matzah, a whole, whatever, you crack off a little piece, you don't chew it, swallow, do another piece till you get your kizatz. Are you yotze or not? So the whole halacha is, follow matzah, yotze. But is that, is that called Shalok Hederach?
Yeah. I think that you could feel the Shia is what you would do to quench your thirst.
My matzah, that's my liquids.
But that you would still have a liquid that you would still swallow it at the achila.
Yeah, but what's it in by matzah?
Right,
what's it in of matzah? Is it Hederach achila or is it Shalok Hederach?
Once
is it kederach achila or is it shalok kederach?
Yeah.
What do you think? You think it's shalok kederach achila? Yeah. What do you say? Kederach achila? Kederach achila or kederach achila? Even though you're not chewing.
Yeah.
Don't chew. Well, soup is different than matzah. Yeah, you don't chew soup because there's nothing to chew.
Can I already take a little piece of meat? Swallowing it, I'd still be considered eating a traitor.
Yeah?
I would think so. I mean, I know some people say with a kill.
So there's a machlokes, the Torah's Chaim, and the Noda B'Yehud. Okay? This is the machlokes, the Torah's Chaim, to page 22. Avram Chaim Shor, 1632. There's the librarian, Mrs. Chaya Gordine. She was an Israeli lady who worked in the Gottesman Library for many years. I can't remember. This is her handwriting. Whenever they got an issue, she would write in the, that's her handwriting.
Bells before there was bells.
Bells, yeah.
He's from Bells before there was.
He was, yeah. Yeah.
Seven, huh?
Yeah. So what does he say? So he says, like this, Tafil Bala Matzah on page 23, second arrow, on the left side. Tafil Bala Matzah Kaimel on the Yotza. Aval Gavdolo Nen Amimet. So he says, it's Shalok Kederach Achila. It's Shalok Kederach. So why are you Yotza?
Doesn't require it to be
because who's yoke. Right? Who's right? Who's right?
Reish Lakish.
Or the Hora Gavra. In other words, he's saying the Pshat and Bala Matzah Yatzah is Shalok Kederach, but mitzvahs don't have to be Kederach. But, Joe, according to this, if you take a meatball, a treif meatball, and you would swallow it, and that treif piece of meat, and you wouldn't a piece of meat that normally is big enough that the normal way is to chew it, and then you didn't. You just swallowed it. Or you put it in your mouth, and then you take some salsa, and you wash it down. So he's saying it's a lokadarech hanason. So one second. So therefore, for mitzvah, so he says that it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa.
It would still be an issur d'rabbanan.
It would be an issur d'rabbanan, but it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa.
But even if it was,
and that's part of the discussion by Treif Pills, you know, because a lot of them they just swallow, so then swallowing is a lokadarech achila.
Pill was meant to be swallowed.
They had the shtich. One second. So he says, the mitzvah, he says, I feel ball of matzah kind of the yatsa. So that's his word. The Taurus Chaim says, the Gemara says, ball of matzah yatsa. So you have to explain what's pshat. Ah, shalom kederach akhila. So he says, the answer is, but mitzvah lehenas didu. Doesn't have to be kederach. But in a chanami, like Joe said, but if you would take treif piece of meat, treif piece of steak, and you cut it, put it in your mouth, so the normal thing would be to chew it and then swallow. No, you didn't chew it, and then you just took some seltzer, like you take a pill, and you swallow the treif piece of meat down, he would say it's shalom kederach, and it would be an issur d'oraisa. Because being boleya is not shalom, is not kederach achila. That's the Taurus Chaim. But Zoch de Hele Gano de Yehuda. He says not that way. He says, second arrow on the right side of page 26. Bo Poshet Etzli, Shabliya Mikri Derech Hanos. He says swallowing is derech hanasa, and that's the trap. Bala matza yatsa, and bala treif yichayim. So he's the bar plukta of the Taurus Chaim. So bala matza is yatsa because that's kederech achila, but bala chazir is also you like it. Wow. So that's fascinating.
I don't see where he gets it.
What's the hana from this boy? Because you did a maisa chilah. Maisa chilah. There also means you have to do it in the
conventional.
In other words, you have a feeding tube. That's not derech achil. But if you put something in your mouth and it goes down the esophagus, and that's derech achil.
You don't taste it.
Even if you don't taste it.
Still satiation.
In other words, there's still satiation. Like in other words, like Chaim was saying. Well, in the end, the chewing is a luxury. But if you didn't chew, that doesn't make it to Shalom Kederach. The Taurus Chaim says not that way. In other words, that's the machlokes, the Dodo Yehuda and the Taurus Chaim. What's the din of swallowing something without chewing something? Is that Kederach or Shalom Kederach? So if you hold it's Kederach, then you understand. Bala Matzah Yatzah. That's the Dodo Yehuda. The Taurus Chaim says no, it's Shalom Kederach. So then why are you Yatzah? Because mitzvahs don't need the Kederach. That was the original question of the Mishnah Melech. Is the mitzvah is the same? So he thinks it is, and the Horo Gavra says Tosis Mashal like that, but he doesn't think he thinks he can make a chiluk. Anyway, and okay, one last thing on page 28. I'll end off with one piece from the Tassam Sofer. It has to do with the mitzvah achila, but not so much. You know, there's a discussion I gave previously. Is the mitzvah achila only the first night? So that's the chiv. But you get a mitzvah when you eat matzah the So we said the Chizkuni, the Ebenezer, the Vilna Gaon says the mitzvah the whole time. And others say, no, it's only the first night, right? We had a shiur about this the other week. So the Chasam Sofer says something that I never saw before in my life. A new mahalach I never saw before in my life. So he says like this. The Rishonim say, he quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, page 28. Al tiruni shani shacharis. He says, I'm black. Because why? I have a big sun tint. She says, Safani Hashemesh. I have to watch the vineyard, someone else's vineyard. But I didn't watch my own vineyard. So what does Chazal say? That we have to keep 2 days of Russia, 2 days of Yontif, Kolius, because when we were in Eretz Israel, we didn't keep Yontif properly. So therefore, we went into Golus, we have a punishment, then we're going to have to keep an extra day. So Tarkhlish Marbez Yom Tov Shal Golus, Al Karmi Shali, Lord Tashir, Lord Shamarti, Yom Tov Echad, the Eretz Yisrael. Page Ladakti, what's the Lashon Shechachoris, which is a double Lashon of Shachor, Shechachoris. So he says like this, Sheshis Yomim Tocho Matzos, Pasuk says, the seventh day, so Los Hasemalach. So he says, Tosfos and Moi Kot says, the Chol HaMoed you don't put on tefillin. And that was my father, he didn't put on tefillin on the Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed ain't as much tefillin. Why? Because we have another os. We have matzah, and we have sukkah. So we don't need tefillin. Because in Pesach we have the matzahs. And sukkah, we have the sukkah. So, and he says, and this is a riot to the sheet of the Chizkuni and others, that there's a mitzvah matzah, that's the whole, not a chiv, but a mitzvah, and that's the os. Oh. So he says like this. So why only 6 days? So that's the os. So you don't need the os of tefillin. But what does the pasuk say? And what about the seventh day? For Yom Hashvi, it says no. Yom Hashvi at Seres Hashem Olkech. So what's pshat? So he says like this. He says, "Al tirudish anish chachoris," is a double lashon. He says, "On yontif sheni, I have a double lashon. I don't have tefillin, and it's." So he says like this, that's the pshat. The pshat is, that, so he wants to say a chiddush, that there's no mitzvah. You know, there's a famous minhag, the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem, they all ate an extra suda, an achron shel Pesach. Because the Vilna Gaon has the chavivas, a mitzvah. He wanted to eat it next. So Chasam Sofer says, no. He says, it's only a mitzvah of matzah. The first night is a chiv, first 2 nights. And sheshes yomim.
6 days.
But the seventh day, no mitzvah of matzah. Why? Because we have an issur malacha. Atzeres l'Hashem l'okech. So that's the os. So really, you don't need the os of matzah, but you have the os of the issur malacha. So that's pshat in the pasuk of Shir HaShirim, that on the Sheni Shel Golius, we don't put on tefillin, and we don't have a Yontif Daraisa, so we don't have any. So we have a double Shachars. There's no tefillin and there's no mitzvah of matzah. So then where's the os? So the os is that we're following Chazal to keep the yont of shame, and that itself is the os. But on the last day, we don't need. So that's the chiddush of the Chassid Sofer. There's a new shita that normally you say that the mitzvah is only the first night. Some say the mitzvah is all 7 days or all 8 days, and the Chassid Sofer says no. It's a mitzvah for the first night, and then 6 days. But the Shvi Shal Pesach and Acharon Shal Pesach is no mitzvah because you have the os of the Issa Melacha. And in Yom Tov Sheni, where we don't have an Issa Melacha Daraisa, and we don't have tefillin, so where's the os of that for that day? It's mitzvah l'shmo d'vrei chacham. That itself is the os, etc. Okay, Rabbi Moses.
What? Okay.
But that's the drasha they make. Okay. So first, I want to thank everyone for coming. We're going to say Kaddish now, and then we'll daven Marv. And I thank everyone for coming. Really, this is my father Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas.2 minutes will down tomorrow.
You mentioned the thing about being sovereign.
Huh? Good. Haven't seen either of you guys in person. You came for the yard sale. Oh, gotcha. Where are you guys living?
Bayswater.
Okay, very nice.
What's going on? Is COVID still going on?
So, picking up a bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hospitalizations also?
Hospitalizations very little bit. But it's not clear that people are being hospitalized with, COVID, but it's being hospitalized. It's picking up a lot.
Is it hard?
Right. 10025, this zip code is like the worst in
I know.
I don't know. Did cholera ever go away?
Stress. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.